And so I was running along an old road, in new shoes, over fresh snow, listening to an old radio show about an old writer who had just died, but long ago.
And that show is about Jack Kerouac, and if you don't know who Kerouac was, he died today.
That's storytelling radio pioneer Gene Shepherd, talking near the end of October 1969. The road I was on was Sandwich Notch Road, a rickety 9-mile waltz of mostly dirt that wanders up and down and left and right in the swinging manner of a kite over the mountains that lie between Campton and Sandwich.
But Kerouac was primarily a digger, a true digger. He dug just everything. He dug the climate, he dug the landscape, he dug the sky.
He would have dug the road I was on, an old shipwreck of a road, an old fallen-down tree of a road. In its heyday, in the 1800s, there were 300 families that lived here. Along the main stretch, where it really is, there's no one now, and all that remains of the people who once lived here are the stones they moved. Their dug cellars and rock walls, their gravestones dealt to the high, hidden groves just off the road. There's the pulpit rock upon which Reverend Joseph Meador used to stand above his Quaker congregation, his voice rolling off the cliffs. There's even a sign inscribed on a rock that advertises a general store ahead.
P. Wentworth, 6 miles, 1838.
And whenever I see it, I am suddenly heading toward P. Wentworth's general store, forever 6 miles ahead and 175 years in the past.
Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying to you that Kerouac was a great novelist. I am saying this, though, about him, that I think that what he said is a thing that hasn't been said by many people who wrote in America. He wrote about the land and the country.
Kerouac used the glass of the land to find his way. A gnarled tree in front of a farmhouse told the first part of the story of the family who lived there. Shepherd's compass was time. He liked to tell stories of his childhood. He liked to imagine archaeologists from the future sifting through a mysterious rubble of 8-track tapes and disposable, eternal silverware.
So one night I came in and there was a letter there and a package. And it was the galley copy of On the Road. And there was a note in it from Kerouac. And it said, I want you to read this. I think you might dig it. And incidentally, you're one of the characters in the novel. So I read it, and I immediately, this was before it came out, I recognized it for what it was.
As fellow travelers of the incantation, Shepherd and Kerouac cut themselves on the long riff and the Hail Mary of improvisation. Pure waiting air for Shepherd, blank teletype paper for Kerouac. But what drew them close was a natural way of seeing. For as fancy as both could be, they were both primitives. Like children, they were primarily beholders. Anyone who explores this road will end up hip deep in time, swimming in the land. There is no who, there is no what, there is only where, there is only when. There is time and the land, and the only way to see it is to behold it. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.
And on the roadmap was one long red line called Route 6 that led from the tip of Cape Cod to Ely, Nevada.